and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast sharing all the awesome since 2013. It's a long time. I'm Kelly Toole at KellyThul on Twitter.
And I'm Mel at Karmic9 on Twitter and pretty much everywhere else.
So we're going to, in this next year, go into 5 years of existence, Mel.
I know. It's kind of scary.
It is. And it's, I forget what the number is, but they talk about most podcasts last 4 or 5 episodes. And so we beat that. So there's that.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't know where the time goes, but hopefully we'll outlive the current presidential administration.
I don't think we're going to be able to monetize this video now.
we'll have to cut out Melissa's political diatribe.
Don't worry about it. I could take care of it in post for the YouTube. For the podcast, we can speak freely.
Okay.
And this kind of ties into a little bit into my recommendation. So we'll go and get started on there. For those of you who have been regular listeners, you know there's kind of Nurture and Support, and then Nurture and Support's Evil Doppelganger, Squat Cobbler out there is 2 podcasts that I'm involved with both. I would do Nurture and Support with Mel for almost 5 years now, and then I do Squat Cobbler with Mike. And we've had some issues over time with Squat Cobbler and the rules of use on YouTube and some different things there, mostly due to Mike. So I've had to kind of adjust things over time. But one of the things that we did before was we used to have this nice little ending where I had taken little snippets of quotes from various shows. But some of those quotes might be considered of an adult nature or encouraging bad behavior or different types of things. And so we decided it was best that we changed our ending. And so I was trying to figure out how to do that. So in conjunction with that, since I edit the Squat Cobblers on a regular basis, I have an opportunity, one, to realize what a horrible speaker I am. Because anytime you go through and you edit it, you catch every you catch the fact that I have this interesting habit of repeating myself multiple phrases in a row, and those all just kind of jump out at you as you do the edit. And on occasion, I make very strange noises as I'm talking. I found out Mike makes a few strange noises as well. And Mel, surprise for you, you are also an interesting maker of noise. Because yes, we had you on a recent Squat Cobbler, which is out on YouTube and it's out on the blog. And in the past, I'd just been pulling these strange little noises and putting them all in a song file. I didn't know what I was going to do with them, but I was capturing some of the best kind of strange noises that were going on. And the show we did with you, you had a couple awesome ones that were just kind of...
Right.
they were amazing. And so I added you to the list too. And I said, boy, I would love to be able to kind of auto-tune these noises and make that the ending to Squat Cobbler. I use Audacity. We've talked about that before on a lot of shows. Mel uses Audacity as well. There are instructional videos on YouTube on how you can kind of auto-tune within Audacity, but man, that's a lot of work, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and I'm lazy, so I was looking to see, is there any other online quick way for me to do kind of the idea of combining music and auto-tune? And so that comes to my recommendation for this week, which is UJAM, the letter U, J-A-M, UJAM Studio. It is an online mixing environment. It's free. You can go in, and you can upload your files, and you can apply all sorts of effects to them. And so if you go to the end of Squat Cobbler's now, we can include this audio clip in our blog post. I did a new ending with it, taking those strange little noises that we make, including Mel makes a guest appearance a couple times, and kind of wrapped it up and did a nice little thing there and put kind of an R&B soul backbeat to it is where I ended up going. This tool is really cool. It touches a lot of the bases that I like. One, free. Free is always my favorite. So free is good. Then the second part is I need to be able to go into a tool and within the first 90 seconds to 2 minutes, be able to feel I know how to use it. And this seemed to, I was dangerous enough within that first 2 minutes. And then three, it needs to have a decent body of stuff on YouTube that I can go watch people who actually spend the time and learn how to do it right. And I can kind of steal their thinking and learn how to do it from there. And I really enjoy a lot of stuff on YouTube that kind of explains to you how to do the different things. And so this has all of that. Very easy to sign up for. You can connect it with Google Plus, Facebook, or you can just do the typical email password sign up. You get set up. You have 4 slots that you can store work in progress where you kind of keep all the building blocks together. It's kind of intriguing that to open up all 4 of those slots, you know, it's like you need to fill out your profile to open this, and you need to share this with a friend to do that. And you can do these types of things to get all 4 open. But basically, anytime you work with it, like the clip that we'll include in the blog post, you can just go in, play with it, and hit save as an MP3. And, you know, you don't save any of your work on how you compiled it, but you get the output immediately. And so it's super quick. It does a great job. It has a huge number of capabilities in terms of, first of all, the backing track for whatever you're doing. So you can upload if you sang, or in my case here, if I took those strange noises, you can upload that. And then you can then apply a back of a dance or Latin or country or pop or folk. You can then also pick different kinds of themes around beginner piano or big band sound or bluegrass. So other tonalities you can add. You can change the pitch. You can change the tempo. You can change the chord progression. It actually builds as it listens to whatever you brought up. It kind of goes, okay, this appears to be the chorus. This appears to be the lyrics. This appears to be when it's of that structure. Now, the little treasure that I put up, it was like, this appears to have no real true form to it. So it's mostly just one song. But you have huge options in terms of what you can do. You can adjust the tempo to get things landing on the downbeat and all those types of things, which I'm not particularly strong with, but it does a nice job there. You can edit the melody, the chords, the song form. It's just a lot of power. Very easy to play around. You can try something. If you don't like it, you undo it. Super simple to use. Mel and I were talking before the show because I've knocked out a couple of these playing around. And she goes, hey, you're starting to get good at it. I'm like, nope, not me, but the software is. Now, she also said something that concerned me, given our past history, is that so this is this odd collection of the strange noises that emanate from the various podcast hosts during shows. And when Mel first started to hear it, she was asking if it was a soundtrack from maybe a more adult-oriented. I was like, well, crap, am I going to get in trouble for that now?
Well, I was listening to it off of my phone with headphones from my computer plugged into my ear. So maybe I didn't catch all the nuances. Hopefully. Listen to it again. But, yeah. You know, it was for Squat Cobbler. So I feel that asking if it was from an adult film was, you know, of a valid nature.
It was a perfectly reasonable concern, but it wasn't. I'd like to make it clear to anyone listening. It's not. It's us, just the strange noises that we make. And I said, yours are magic. You added some nice, Mike and I have a go-to set of kind of stuff, but you've got some more lilting noises that are nice to add to the mix. So
lilting.
So when you hear it, you'll hear Mike, you'll hear me, and you'll hear Mel in it, which is pretty awesome. So that part's great because it's just that idea of, I've been looking for a long time to say, I love kind of playing around with that auto-tune kind of idea, but I don't really want to invest a huge amount of time to be really great at, and I don't want to invest the money to get kind of a strong sound editing software. This works fantastic for that. So kind of on the cheap, you can kind of knock stuff out, very rich in feature set. And it has a lot of other things too. You can send audio messages to people. So you can put something together real quick, put a background music on it and kind of send it out. Lots of stuff around remixing, which is pretty cool too. That you can go and take existing creations and start to play around with the.
Sorry, the cat is having a moment.
I'll have to include that sound in a future. save that clip for me. We can put that into a future one. That would be awesome. From there. Now they haven't had any recently. But also the other really interesting thing is that they have contests, at least in the past, they've had contests. So where you could go in, whether it was for Assassin's Creed music or Batman, one of the Batman series, you could actually go in and do some remixing or combinations of things and kind of have a contest to see who could do the most. So that that looks really good. It doesn't look like something that I've got the skill set to be successful with, but if you get into this and you're musically savvy a little bit and they open up another one of these, that might be kind of fun to do too. So this is really good software. It does a very nice job. You can learn to use it quickly, and it's very easy to share what you create out of it. And if you're looking to kind of every once in a while play around and you just need this little musical cue to start or end your podcast, or you just want it for some other reason, there's some pretty cool options there. So UJAM Studio is my recommendation for this week.
Okay. Do they have like a library of Creative Commons music that you can use?
Yeah.
Or are you providing everything?
No, you're providing, and so on. Because of recent events, I've tried to read through terms of use more closely. And when they go into some of the copyright activity, they do say, you know, that it's still on you to ensure copyright adherence, but it seemed to be much more centered around you've got the ability to upload stuff to combine with their stuff. And so my sense is it's a little bit more attributed to. So what you're bringing to the party, if you're not clean and good on the copyright there, that's on you. That's not on us. It's implied to that process that what they do have available there is shareable and available for commercial use. As I went through, I never saw them say that exactly explicitly, but they did say, if you ever have any questions whatsoever, feel free to contact us here. So I think if you were looking to do something, you say, I wonder if this is on the edge, or am I going to be good from a copyright standpoint? I think you can contact them to confirm. But my sense is, You could use the stuff. What they have available is stuff that they've cleared to be able to be shared. Mm-hmm. There is some familiar material in here, like Baby Love and some interesting things like that. So it's probably worth checking out. But their terms of use didn't explicitly say everything in here is clean and good. But they mostly said, hey, if you upload something, you need to make sure that you've got the copyright clearance for it. But it was you upload. So that's that piece. And they do give you the out to say, if you've got any question whatsoever, please contact us.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, as anyone who listens to this podcast knows, I'm not really all that good with Audacity. I can do basic stuff, but I'm not good with all of this editing and everything. And I don't guess I have the patience to watch all the YouTube videos that Kelly does. So anyway, but I'll have to check that out, because those y'all are gonna have to listen to these little snippets he's made. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're it's fun. You can get it done super quick. And from an Audacity standpoint, I'm kind of with you. I've got that basic skill set. I get through it and clean things up. And then the only other thing I've gotten at least kind of decent at is there's some pretty good instructions on how to take someone's voice and turn it into Kylo Ren to get kind of a Kylo Ren voice. And so we've had to introduce Cobbler Ren into the Squat Cobbler universe as an individual that comes in when there's content we need to remove, warnings we need to provide due to the other participant in Squat Cobbler.
Things of an adult nature.
Things of a mic nature. And actually one of the next Cobbler Ren will get his biggest workout ever on what I believe will be the next Squat Cobbler that gets published. Is Cobbler Ren's got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do.
See, you've been trying to rein Mike in for too long, and he had to bust loose.
I don't think he was ever reined in, but I think at this point he's getting a lot of enjoyment out of saying, boy, this really makes him uncomfortable. So yes. Let me dial it up a little bit further.
Yes. He was just lulling you into a false sense of security by being on good behavior.
Yep. And yeah, in the process, it really couldn't get any worse. And then the next show, it's gotten worse. So,
yes.
That's nice.
Cool. Well, this week, I've got a short recommendation for all of you. It is yet again another podcast. I'm sorry. I have a lot of time at work to listen to things. And so I have quite a lot of podcasts I listen to. This one is a new one for me. And it's not a story-based one. This is actually, what do they call that when things are informative and entertaining?
Infotainment.
Infotainment. There we go. This is a podcast called Sawbones, A Marital Tour of Misguided Medicine. And it's by a married couple, one of which, Sydney, is a doctor, and her husband, Justin. So unlike a lot of my podcast listening, when I get recommended a new one that I find out about, I go back to the very beginning and have to listen to from the beginning. I didn't do that with this one. I listened to the last several episodes they had put out, and they were really very good. So they handle some delicate medical issues, Sydney does, Dr. Sydney, with mostly an entertaining bent. There's a couple of episodes they very much apologize for them being downers because, well, the topic is just a downer. But in general, they try to bring a little bit of fun to all of these subjects. So some of their recent episodes were about opioid addiction, which to maybe if y'all are like me, you don't really understand what all is going on with the opioid epidemic that you hear about in the news and everything. And what she does here is goes into the background of how we got to the point where we are now with opioids being prescribed so much to people. And she's looking at it from the perspective of a doctor and how we got to this point through doctors prescribing all of this. So it's a slightly different spin on the inside from what I've heard on that particular topic, which was really, really informative. I really enjoyed that one. Now, before that one, this was actually the first episode I listened to, and it's about Kelly, I don't know. I'm sorry, but this is just the topic, man. It was about erectile dysfunction.
Man, I tell you what, why don't we create a new show called Squad and Support and you and Mike?
Yeah.
So, give all these edgy recommendations.
This is medical. I mean, she's a doctor and she's talking about from the beginning of time, because apparently humans have spent a large portion of our existence worried about this topic. This is not a new worry.
Have all humans worried about it, or is only
no, a particular subset of humans have worried about this to a great, great extent. So this has been going on forever, and she goes through the history of all of the various things that have been done. If some of them involving baby alligator hearts, and it's really, you don't want to know. I'm not going to give the secret away. If you want to know what was done with baby alligator hearts for this particular medical problem, then you're going to have to listen to the erectile dysfunction episode of Sawbones. So she goes through the whole history of all of the, natural remedies, all of the things the ancient Romans and Greeks did, because this has been a problem for a long, long time. She then gets into a section about various gadgets that have been used. So it was really a very entertaining episode, and her husband handled it very well, I have to say. So there's a lot of, it's a really good podcast in that they're fun, and they do their best, even though they try to be entertaining, to handle some delicate issues. One of the ones that was a recent episode is about eugenics, which has been in the news a lot lately. So I highly recommend that episode as well, because there's a lot of history of eugenics in America that a lot of people don't know about. We were never, I don't know if they teach it nowadays, but decades ago when I was in high school and in college, they did not teach these particular episodes of how eugenics has been used in the United States. So it's good and informative. Again, another downer. So because it was such a downer episode, they followed it up with an episode about tickling, which I didn't realize was so complicated, and what the evolutionary use of tickling could possibly be. So those are just the recent episodes. I have gone back and downloaded a whole bunch of the past episodes to further my understanding of medical knowledge. She also does episodes where you send in your weird medical questions and she does her best to answer them. So she does a lot of research on all of this, and she is a practicing doctor. So She puts a lot of time into doing all of this background to answer our stupid questions. So it's a really good podcast, and it is actually fun, even though most of the stuff I mentioned was really kind of a downer. I'd start with the erectile dysfunction episode because it was just really, really funny. If you're me, it was really funny. So that's Sawbones by the married couple of Justin and Dr. Sydney McElroy. And you can find it on any podcast catcher, or you can find it at their website. They're hosted on MaximumFun.org. So you can check it out there. They have a bunch of different podcasts. So check it out.
It does sound super interesting and fun. So I definitely want to get after that. So I want to probe a little further here. as you become aware of this podcast, you're able to bring up a list of episodes, which includes, oh, there's an episode on eugenics and tickling and opiate crisis. Mm-hmm. And erectile dysfunction. And was it the first? Was that the first episode, or did you go through and say, "Here's where I decide I want to start"? Was it like the
I think that actually was one of the when I sat down to actually pull up the feed. I think the erectile dysfunction was actually the most current episode, so that's where I started that. Okay. However, I am not beyond having chosen that one just so that I could laugh at approximately half of our population.
How long?
They're about an hour. Usually they run slightly less than an hour. Occasionally, I think I've seen ones that ran just a hair over, but they try to keep them between 45 minutes and an hour, I think. So.
Well, I can speak with great confidence that people listening to the show need to listen to Mel's recommendations on podcasts, because she doesn't miss very often. I really enjoyed anything that she's brought to the table for people to choose to view over us on a regular basis. But the Mars Corp recommendation from a little while back, I'm almost through the initial 12 and truly, truly enjoying it. And it's fantastic. So this will be handy too, particularly because a lot of my podcast time was taken up with Game of Thrones related stuff. And that's going to dry up here now for the next year and a half. So,
yeah.
So I need some more stuff. So that sounds really, really fun.
Yeah. And it's informative, and they try to handle it with some humor. So it's really good. I like it. So.
And who would have thought we'd live in a world where, as I make decisions on my YouTube channel on what I monetize, I clearly understood that I probably was going to run into challenges with Squat Gobbler. But it's turning out now like the only thing that I'm safe with is the Alice Cooper reviews. Those are like the only things who would have thought, but that's okay.
This is medical though. You know, yeah. I don't really, you know, if they ever got a person to listen to these things that they try to flag on YouTube, they would know that we don't talk about anything bad. It's all information. We're informative.
That's right. Yep. So we'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll see. Sounds super cool. Yeah, I'm interested in hearing a lot of that. I think it sounds like super, super intriguing stuff from there. So cool. All right, on to social media recommendations. And I will make sure that I send this to you as well, Mel. A couple episodes ago, we talked about me heading to Wizard World, that show I had recommended as a social media recommendation, Jamie Koala. She's awesome. She does cosplay. She's got her own art and design studio. And I recommended Jamie's personal Twitter account. She's pretty active on posting on her art and design Twitter account as well. So I wanted to kind of double up and go ahead and recommend that for this week. And so that's at Koala Art Design on Twitter. And it's Jamie. And I did manage to catch Jamie at Wizard World, got a new picture with her. So we'll include that in the blog post as well. But my social media recommendation is Koala Art Design for this week.
Yeah, and I looked at her website. She's got some really cool stuff. Those little skulls with the crystals. I'm just really, really tempted to click some buttons there. So
yeah, it multifaceted in terms of what her artistic skill, whether it's on the cosplay side or the creation of those skulls, those crystal skulls. She does metalwork. She does draw. She does fashion. She does a ton of stuff. So we should probably maybe even include a link to. Link to both the Twitter account and her website, which is on the Twitter account, but it's good stuff. And she's really cool.
I concur. So I'll just double up on Kelly's recommendation because I don't have one this week. So Go so check out Jamie's stuff.
a co social media recommendation for this week. Cool. Yes. Anything else?
Not for me. I'm done.
I'm done too. I've got to return to trying to sanitize other editions of Squat Cobbler, so I'll be busy in Audacity for the next week.
Yes. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
All right. So, you going to be mean to Matt?
Oh, gosh. Well, you did give me some material that I could tie to Matt. However, I think instead of that, I will just say, we'll turn it over to Matt, who will give you all the information on how you can connect to Nurture and Support through iTunes, our blog, Twitter, etc., Stitcher, other podcast retrieving devices. And he'll give you all that information and write it down, follow us, and then also get to Mel's podcast recommendations too. So Matt will give you the information, and thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting.